It's time for the T100 Animal House Pet Project as we team with the Licking County Humane Society and Honest Auto Repair, South 21st Street near the tracks in Newark. And with today's introductions of our Pets of the Week, here's Alicia Taylor.
I'd like you all to check out a beautiful senior pup, Lacey. She is a 10-year-old schnauzer who is currently in our foster program, but she is ready to find her forever family. She is fully vetted and recently has had a dental cleaning. Lacey is diabetic, and so she requires injections twice a day and a special diet, but she is regulated and doing great. And our staff will work with any adopter to make sure they're comfortable giving the injections before taking her home. Lacey is a very laid-back girl who is looking for a quiet home where she can just snuggle up. And next up is Allie. This female feline is the epitome of a social butterfly. She has a lot to say and is not afraid to say it. I love a good talkative cat, you know. She does well with other cats in our open cat rooms, and she likes to perch herself right near the door and curl her tiny brown striped tabby cat body into a loaf to get the most comfortable. This silly gal will no doubt win your heart.
So this past Saturday night on the campus of OSU Newark, we held the Fur Bowl, and it was my pleasure of being the MC as the host, and what a big night for the Humane Society.
It sure was, and Wally, we want to thank you. You were a wonderful MC, and our focus for the evening was to raise money for Update to our isolation areas of the shelter, specifically to make it easier for us to care for pets with the most dangerous and easily spread diseases like the parvovirus. So if you weren't able to join us at Fur Ball, but maybe want to support our mission of rescuing the most in need of pets, you can easily go to lchspets.org/donate.
And as always, be that responsible pet owner. Have your dogs and cats neutered and spayed, and your dogs always licensed.
Always. Thank you, Wally.